well, it's a strange and disturbing series of events. Three times in less than 3 weeks, significant gatherings of young girls at schools have been marred by apparently just incidents of these girls falling ill, and each time they have described smelling something and then becoming either unconscious or getting dizzy or getting headaches. Doctors who have examined these girls, this is again three locations in two different provinces that are neighboring each other in Afghanistan over 3 weeks. Each time, doctors have indicated they believe that the girls were victims of gas poisoning. There's no evidence at the moment to suggest attacks, but there are some officials in Afghanistan, local officials, who believe that these were attacks and that militants who are opposed to young girls going to school are behind them. And we contacted the Taliban yesterday on this, and a Taliban spokesman emphatically denied that they were involved in this. One local official in Afghanistan says, "We don't think the Taliban did this, but we think that people who collaborate with and support the Taliban are doing this." But, you know, there's still a lot that we're trying to find out, Amy. Some local officials have said that they've sent their testing of the girls to labs at the U.S. base at Bagram and to Kabul for blood tests. We call Bagram. They know of no samples being sent there. One official at Bagram told me that they had heard that at least one of these incidents was a gas leak. So, you know, what you're hearing is kind of conflicting information. We did the story yesterday because we think that, if this is a gas leak, why are only large gatherings of young girls affected by it?
Exactly. This is very strange. And I was going to ask, you may have answered it already, if the U.S. is sort of lending a hand in trying to figure out what's causing this. But what you indicated is that, at least at Bagram, they weren't even on the receiving end of any samples.
Well, that's what they told us. Now, you know, we're not quite sure why they told us that, whether they really have not received samples, whether the people we spoke to just don't know of it, or whether they want to just not necessarily let a lot of people in on the information about this. They did also tell us they have no evidence of a hostile action here. And again, evidence is scant at this point. There's nothing that indicates that there's no fingerprints on anything. There's no smoking gun. Mm. But, in three incidents, three different times in 3 weeks, all involving large gatherings of schoolgirls, the girls fell ill and reported the same symptoms, dizziness, nausea, headaches. In some cases, some of them passed out. At least one doctor said, "Look, we know this was gas poisoning." So, it is certainly worth following up on.
Okay, well, as this story develops, obviously you guys are going to be on top of it, and you'll keep us posted, too. Also, in Iran, the good news that the journalist was released, how did that happen?
Good question. A lot of people are wondering about the timing of it. Now, what's interesting is that Roxana Saberi's, one of the attorneys, or at least maybe it was the legal official on the other side from the Iranian court, who said that she was released after she confessed to conducting espionage. Well, you have to take that with a grain of salt, because Ms. Saberi and her family and American officials have consistently denied that she was doing any spying at all. In fact, Hillary Clinton, when news of the release came, said, we're grateful for this, but we still contend that these charges were without any base at all, essentially. So you have the Iranians claiming that she confessed in a court that we had no access to. They had said earlier that she was conducting some spying operations, that's not what she was arrested for originally. She was originally arrested for buying a bottle of wine. Then she was charged with not having proper journalist credentials. Then they threw out the spy accusations against her. The timing of this is interesting because it comes a month before President Ahmadinejad is up for re-election. His election is not a certainty. It also, could be, it is seen by some analysts as being an effort by Iran to get all, human rights issues off the table if and when talks over the nuclear issue resume with U.S. officials.